Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and games and comics and TV shows, and not games as much. My name is Mr. Sunday, and James. Two names. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
Also two names.
Two hosts. Two names.
First name, family name. That's how it works.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just hanging out.
Should we start the podcast with news?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Break with tradition.
You're familiar with the Underworld franchise?
Yes.
Which of those movies do you like?
The one with Scott Speedman. Is that the first one?
I think he's in the first two. And then they CGI his face into it.
The one where he turns into a werewolf vampire hybrid and it makes no sense.
That's one.
Great. Then that one.
I don't think I've seen two. Anyway, regardless.
It might happen in two as well. Who's
to say? They're all very blue, aren't they?
They're very blue, yeah.
Anyway, Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
I always thought it was Beckinsale, but no, it's Beckinsale, yeah. She'll return to the role of Celine.
There should be a superhero team composed entirely of people whose names you mispronounce. So Kate Beckinsale could be on it. Christopher Reeves could be on it. God rest his soul.
God rest it.
Others?
Others. Others I don't get right. We'll see how we go. Okay. Just people who write into this podcast whose names I get
wrong. Yeah, they could all be on the team.
Anyway, she's going to be in Underworld 5, which begins shooting in October in Prague or production or something.
Does that news article begin with, yeah, there was a 3 and 4? Surprise!
Well, it was sort of...
They were released on Betamax.
Yeah, 3 was a prequel.
They were released on HD DVD. Remember that?
I remember that. Did you ever get any?
No.
Because you had an Xbox 360, didn't you? Or you do
have one? Was that HD DVD?
I think it was.
There you go.
Yeah.
No.
It was red. Those were red
cases. They were red, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think the next thing will be? Just digital? Digital downloads? Because people like having a Blu-ray.
You mean what we have now?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean like the next thing. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like the next format.
Well, what's left? I don't think there's anything left.
Laser discs.
Oh, laser discs will come back.
Bigger laser discs.
Oh.
Big as the wheel of a bike.
Wow.
Yeah.
They'll be called mini discs, but it'll be ironic.
Yeah, that's right. You any interest in Underworld?
Kind of, because if we're up to 5, that means...
Gets good again.
Yeah, like the Fast and Furious movies, yeah. Right? It's the point where it's only the fans or whatever, hardcore fans, and so they just go nuts with it, right?
Actually, very familiar pattern, because 1 and 2, right? Yep. 2's not as good as
Correct.
With the Fast and Furious.
All the cars were CGI.
All the cars were CGI.
In that case, bats. Yep. All the bats were CGI.
3, very little original cast members, like Underworld 3, which was a prequel.
Right, yeah.
And Tokyo Drift.
Uh-huh.
4 was everybody returned, but it was like...
And nobody remembers that one exists.
Who cares about that? And now this is it.
Okay, we're back
on
board.
This is their moment.
So I'm definitely excited for it now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I love how that's the rule now.
If it makes it to 5, you are going to enjoy it. Everything else, garbage.
Planet of the Apes 3, or reboot part 3.
Okay.
Or is it a reboot? I think it's a reboot.
Well, there's going to be very few original cast members.
That's true.
If we're going by the new rules we've just established, so.
But yeah, it's been given a title. War of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Or What Potter.
Yep.
The other two were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
I thought Dawn was better than Rise.
How can they compete with...
No, Rise was... No. Last one was Dawn, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It was good.
Wait, Dot Potter and Rot Potter. No, I thought I could... I thought I could figure it out with the acronym, but I can't remember.
No, it doesn't help.
How are they going to top apes riding on horseback firing machine guns?
2 machine guns?
Yeah.
Strap one to the head. 3 machine guns.
3 machine guns. Brilliant.
I don't know. Well, war. So I know at the end of the last movie, they were going to bring in human warships and that's how it was going to end.
Oh, interesting.
So you get warships and more tanks and stuff and more horses.
Do you think this is the one where there's going to be the nuclear apocalypse and it's going to turn into the future version?
I don't think so. Okay. I think I saw like Andy Serkis interviewed and he was like, well, there could be like two or three movies of war before you get to Charlton Heston coming back going, what is this?
Sure.
What's happened here?
Because the astronauts have gone into space,
that
right?
Happened they in lost Rise. Okay. Rise is the first one. I've
okay, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They'd be back by now.
Well, yeah, I don't think they'll do the time shift thing.
No.
I think they'll come back and it will be like 12 or 15 years
They can't
past.
Do the time shift because it's a realistic universe
exactly.
now. With apes on horseback firing machine guns off their heads. Very good.
Exactly. So I'm looking forward to that. I really enjoy them, but I really enjoyed the last one.
Yeah.
So.
I've got some news for you.
Oh, I love news.
Okay, here we go. What have I got for news? I wrote some news down.
Is it Johnny Depp's dog?
Yes, it is. Minister for Agriculture, Australian Minister for Agriculture, or whatever he is,
Barnaby Joyce,
which is a great name for a terrible human being, threatened to euthanize Johnny Depp's dogs. Because Johnny Depp is here because he's filming another Pirates
sequel. Pirates 5. They get good again.
It's going to be good again. So Pirates 5, which is Dead Tides, something Tides, it doesn't matter.
Dead Men Pirates Tides.
Dead Men Tell No Tides. But anyway, he brought his two dogs, who are called Boo and Pistol, I think. And he snuck them in on his private jet.
Yeah.
And then the media found out because he took them to like a doggy day spa or something like that.
I think he hid them under his denim jacket.
Probably hid them under his torn denim jacket with fringes on it, with suede fringes on it, and one under his cowboy hat.
That's right.
Anyway, so the media leaked these, and George Brandis is like, we are very strict quarantine. Barnaby Joyce. What did
I
say?
He said George Brandis.
Oh, whatever. They're the same guy.
Who is that?
It's some other dick. Anyway, the point is, he's like, it's inexcusable. We have quarantine laws. We're going to, you have 50 days. Otherwise, we're going to euthanize your dogs. So one of our politicians, that's what they do. To distract us from whatever else is going on, they threaten to kill Johnny Depp's dogs. So anyway, we put them back in the private jet and they're back in America now, one assumes.
Safe and sound.
Yeah.
Look, he shouldn't have probably brought them in like that.
Yeah.
But don't threaten to kill a man's dogs.
Correct.
Like, for no reason.
That'll trouble our tourist industry.
Do you think if Johnny Depp looked cleaner, he would have got away with it?
Yes.
Because he looks kind of gross.
He looks like a dirty hobo, yeah, exactly. So. Mm-hmm.
He looks like he sweats and then he doesn't shower.
Correct.
Like he just keeps going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, thank God Johnny
Absolutely,
Depp's
dogs
are safe. But that's the kind of shit where
people... I assume they might have been mugged when they got out of America.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of shit where... I don't really care about the world's perception of Australia, but surely people are just like, bloody Australians. You know what I mean? Like we're all outraged.
We thought you were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you tried to kill Johnny Depp's
dogs. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, me too.
Wait.
No, we're against it.
Yeah. You saw the Supergirl trailer.
I did, yes.
All 6 minutes of it.
Boy, it's long. Look, we'll get this out of the way. Everybody's been saying it. It is kind of a lot like that SNL sketch where Scarlett Johansson is Black Widow and she can't find a boyfriend.
Can't get a date.
Yeah, it's a little similar to that. The trailer is essentially the entire first episode, surely.
Correct. Yeah.
Just compressed down into like 6.5 minutes.
Yep. Special effects are pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I quite liked it. I think she's very personable as that character.
Absolutely.
Looks good.
Did you?
Black Jimmy Olsen. Twist.
I heard you yell that from the other
Blimmy
room.
Blimmy Olsen. Yeah.
You yelled that from the other room.
I did, other things it. I yelled from the other room. Callista Flockhart.
You did, yeah.
Oh, this goes forever.
You also said, you don't know my story. And you said, yes, we do.
We do. I've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah. Well, he looks pretty good.
So you weren't like, this is outrageous. There was a lot of that.
Really?
Look, I haven't seen...
What parts were outrageous?
I don't know, the bit where she's just like, I just want to eat ice cream, but I have to be Supergirl or whatever.
Right. I don't know. I guess having seen that old Wonder Woman pilot.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I haven't seen it. Is it better than that?
Yeah, it's better than that. Like, they've taken away one of her three identities, so that's good. She's only got the two to bother with, so that's good. I did yell out, oh, they're best friends, because she's got a best friend who knows a secret and blah, blah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
She revealed her identity to a lot of people in her life.
Straight away.
Yeah. Jimmy Olsen knows.
Her best friend knows.
That's her sister. Okay, right.
Hank Henshaw knows.
Yep.
Don't tell him.
Ooh.
That was Hank Henshaw, wasn't it?
Hang on, which one?
The guy who runs the agency. And he's like, just go and get coffee. You can't be
was
Supergirl.
Was that Hank Henshaw?
I think it was Hank Henshaw.
What a twist.
Yeah.
Didn't
Blackhead Hank Henshaw.
Blank Henshaw. Yeah. And the guy who wants to date her or whatever.
Yeah.
He knows as well.
And Superman is also sort of in it. You sort of see him.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
Great.
Yeah. I've got
pretty good. I liked it.
Okay, I've got some responses here. Ryan says, I must say the trailer is absolutely awful. It feels like what if Smallville and Ugly Betty had a mashup?
Yeah, fair enough.
We got another email saying here, it's important to note that the trailer isn't always indicative of what the show's overall tone will be.
I think in this case it definitely is because it's the whole first episode.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, kind of now.
No, I'm not really.
Really? There you
go. There's too many TV shows now that I have to watch.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick of it.
Fair enough.
I dropped Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I've got room for one more.
Apparently it got real good in the last episode or something. People were like, oh my God, what did you do, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? You changed television forever. Final episode. I'll watch that.
I'll maybe watch that. Maybe we'll do a TV show wrap-up next week.
Okay, how about next week, TV show wrap-up, brackets, as much as we could stand to watch. I'm not watching the whole season of anything, all right? All right? I refuse. I don't have enough time in my life.
So maybe we'll do Arrow, Flash, some of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that we watch.
Okay, cool.
Anything else?
Gotham. Just kidding. No, not happening.
Awesome. But speaking of TV.
Yes. Hang on. I have some more news. I have one more piece of news.
Is it about Johnny Depp's dogs?
No.
Breaking news?
It is. It's, okay, so they released an Age of Ultron playset.
Oh, yeah.
Like based
Lego?
Big one.
Lego or?
No, it's like a action figure kind of one. Sweet. Right. And it's a Hasbro one. And it's the scene where Captain America's fighting Ultron on the truck.
Yeah.
And then the Quinjet comes down and it drops Black Widow out on the... Like on a motorcycle, and she comes and she intercepts, and they all do the fighting or whatever. Right. The thing about the playset is they've erased the Black Widow out of it and then put Captain America on the motorcycle. So in this scenario that they've created, Captain America is fighting Ultron on a truck, and then the Quinjet comes down and it ejects Captain America on a motorcycle, and he goes to intercept Captain America.
On the box, does it say time travel ?
Probably. Yeah, but I mean, from what I understand. There was all the leaked emails from Sony and all the, you know, there's been tons of leaked emails. Apparently there was somebody was sitting in on a meeting with Marvel and Disney or whatever. And Disney's like, and this was in the emails, but apparently they're like, look, we're Disney. We've got the female market sewn up. Like all the girls sewn up. We don't need any more girl stuff. That's why we bought Marvel.
We've got our quota of girls.
We've got our quota of girls, so here's the boy
stuff.
We've got all the girls. We don't need any more girls. So the policy is basically, why make any girl toys for Marvel? Because it's a boy. They're boys. It's a boys thing for boys.
It's a good point, actually. Well, so...
So if you're a girl and you really like the Age of Ultron and you want to be
Black
Widow,
about it.
Yeah, just shut up is clearly the thing here.
What's the explanation for... Are there two figures of Captain America in that set?
No, there's only one. You only get Captain America, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, take Black Widow out of the Black Widow, one of the best Black Widow scenes. Good work, Marvel.
Great.
Mm. I just wanted to point out. It's sort of an ongoing problem. But
it is an ongoing problem.
Talk about it on our podcast.
Exactly.
I did it.
Spread the word.
Success.
Yeah.
Put her in. I mean, even if you're a boy, why do you want a Black Widow toy? Why not? She's cool
exactly,
in the movie.
Exactly, yeah.
Jeez.
What if you want, you know, the Hulk, you want to replicate the Hulk-Black Widow relationship?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that with Hulk and Captain America.
That would be weird.
I'm against that.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be that'd be pretty hilarious.
Mark Ruffalo tweeted that his daughters and nieces were out of luck when it came to buying Black Widow toys.
Ah.
Yeah, so...
Even Ruffalo's against it. And he's notoriously sexist.
Correct.
Nah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, anyway, that's all my news.
Great.
Mm.
You watched the DC Legends of Tomorrow trailer?
Yes.
You yelled less stuff during it.
I yelled, this is less long. This is slightly shorter than the previous one.
I think you said, there's a lot going on here, or there's too much going on here.
There's a lot happening.
Because it's like, all the teams come together, some are villains, this guy's from the future, Vandal Savage is here.
We don't see Vandal Savage
in the
trailer.
No.
Yeah, we've got...
The Atom shrinks.
The Atom finally shrinks. I did yell that.
Did you like his little run?
I yelled, he did it!
He did.
So that's pretty good.
He does a little run.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as good as Ant-Man. But
no,
it's
but I think Ant-Man's... The Ant-Man producers have twigged that you don't really need to see him shrink. Like, it's just kind of a cowboy switch, just quick cutaway, boom,
exactly.
And he's small.
Yeah.
They've tried to actually... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the Atom in this, and it doesn't look as good, but it's still fine.
It's still
I do kind of like the idea that he, like they say in the trailer, he does have more tech than he knows what to do with.
Yeah.
Like he's just trying everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's pretty fun.
That's
finally he's shrinking, so that's good.
That's cool. I like the inclusion of Rory from Doctor Who.
Rip Hunter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's interesting. But again, there's a lot there.
Like, he's like, I'm from London and I'm from the future.
That was, I don't know, like, that was kind of a cheesy reveal.
Okay, sure.
Like,
do you think that maybe they shouldn't have revealed he was from the future? I mean, people
they
who
have
read
to go,
comics,
no, but they have to immediately go to the future.
Good point.
I thought it was odd that they have both Heatwave and Firestorm.
Yeah.
Because what can Heatwave do that Firestorm can't do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Precisely. Also, Heatwave's just a guy with a fire gun, right?
Yes.
Does he have fire powers in this?
No, he's just got a fire gun.
There we go.
Well, okay. he was with, what's his name? Ice Boy.
Captain Cold.
Yeah. Who's in
Ice Boy and Fireman. Correct.
Yep. Do you think that this whole thing makes a time-traveling team of superheroes makes Arrow redundant?
Yeah, look, anytime you would... No, not necessarily.
I mean, he's got his own city to deal with, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, I bet he'd be... His job would be easier if he had a time-traveling superhero team.
I don't know if it would make things harder, though. Like, how much of the time stream do you want to mess with?
Yeah, I guess.
This is a lot to deal with. Like, are they gonna stay in the future the whole time? Or are they going to come back and forth? We don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming a bit of back and forth. I don't think you could do too much of the future because it costs money.
Definitely, the future. Those like, generic Vandal Savage soldiers shooting their ray guns, they look pretty expensive.
I really liked... What's it called? Almost Human, or whatever it was called. It was with the guy from Dread. That was a future show that looked like a good version of the future.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. I remember that.
And they just the Minority Report trailer just came out, which is linked to the movie. It's got some of the same people.
Uh-huh.
And all I could think was, I wish that Almost Human show was still on.
Great.
Yeah, but it was on Fox. That was cancelled immediately. Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm looking forward to Legends Tomorrow, mostly because of... Brandon Routh.
Legends of Tomorrow!
Yeah,
Brandon Routh's good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. I like
him. Is he a good Superman?
I can't answer that.
In your face, Routh.
Yep.
All right. Josh Boone, who directed... I think he did Fault in Our Stars.
Boonerang.
Maybe. He did Boonerang.
With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Very good. I think he did Fault in Our Stars. He did one of those.
Okay,
if
sure.
It wasn't Fault in Our Stars.
Sad Oscar bait.
Sad Oscar bait. He's directing the New Mutants movie.
Ooh.
Which is cool. Apparently,
I didn't even know there was going to be a New Mutants movie.
I forgot. I may have known.
Is this the New Mutants team that is Multiple Man?
It's the one for... I don't know who's exactly in it. I can't remember.
Wait, that's not New Mutants. That's
no, that's
else.
A different
Never.
Thing.
Yeah, that's...
That's just Multiple Man.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There's like a list.
Okay,
I
great.
Can't remember. But I don't know whether it's going to be that. Particular
right exactly it could be any it's just
could be anyone, yeah.
yeah yeah it may just be they need to put mutants in a movie title to keep the trademark on mutants.
Sure,
that's why Mutant X existed. I'm pretty sure
that was a good show, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh yeah,
it's no good. Yeah, it's so, real yeah. bad.
New Mutants, it's good. I hope it's good or not. Doesn't really matter.
Great.
Does it? Are you looking up the list of
yes.
New Mutants?
Okay, all right. 6 popular X-Men characters for watch for in the New Mutants spin-off.
Is there somebody's
Cinema
reaction?
Blend.
Why don't you look at somebody's reaction?
I hate reaction videos. I hate them. Okay, Josh Boone. Yeah, director Boonerang. Yeah, we know that. Oh, this is done. It's a bloody... I'm not looking at it because it's bloody clickbait. It's one person per page. And the first one is Professor X. I don't care.
Do you reckon they'll say it at present day?
What I'm going to do is while we're talking about the stuff we're going to talk about this week, I'll tune out briefly and I'll look it up. And then when I think of something, I'll just shout it out.
As soon as you tune out, I'm going to draw attention to it.
Grace.
Al Mayimbe, you're familiar with him?
No.
He's from formerly of Latino Review. He breaks a lot of big scoops.
Oh, I see, right. Uh-huh.
He's now gone out on his own. But anyway, he said that, and I guess this is sort of a spoiler alert for Batman v Superman, if you don't want to know anything. He says that Doomsday's in it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
okay.
I guess there'll be Doomsday.
Hmm.
I'd like to see the Justice League fight Doomsday, and only Superman can stop him.
Interesting.
I've talked about this before. There's a Max Landis pitch.
Where are they going to put Doomsday into this thing? Because surely the focus is...
Batman v Superman.
Superman.
Maybe that's at the start.
Yeah.
And then they team up. And then Doomsday just swats Batman aside and fights
Superman.
I reckon it might be
post-credits, or it might be we just see him... You know, flying through space on the way to Earth or something like that.
on a skateboard?
On a skateboard, yeah.
Radical.
Yeah, because it was the 90s.
It was the 90s. Yeah. Also, apparently that bit where, you know, Batman's like, do you bleed or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Apparently that's a dream sequence. those lines. I don't know.
Oh, I hopefully see.
Hopefully the right. fight's not a dream sequence.
Yeah, that would be very disappointing.
Yeah. Mm. Now, I thought this week I had a Weekly Planet exclusive of sorts.
Oh, yes.
Because nobody posted this. I got sent this earlier in the week, and I don't know why. And then I just checked online and somebody has posted it. Oh, it didn't go just to me, but I was wondering why no one had posted it. Anyway, someone sent me an email confirming that an Ivan Drago spin-off movie is in the works.
What?
Like one of the writers or producers behind it.
So Rocky IV's Ivan Drago, is, played by Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, it's a story of redemption because he killed...
Yeah, he killed some people.
Apollo Creed.
He killed Apollo Creed and he had no remorse for that.
Because if he dies, he dies.
He dies, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what do you think of that?
Weekly Planet exclusive. Exclusive.
Who's
going to play Ivan Drago?
Drago, he's back.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, wow. Modern day.
Okay, that kind of works. Yeah. Rocky worked.
Yeah,
Rocky
exactly.
Balboa.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, fine.
The first thing I thought was, why is somebody sending me this?
Sure.
It's not really my wheelhouse. Uh-huh. Secondly, I thought, yeah, I'd see that.
Yeah, me too. I just picture him, he's walking down the street, he's all sad and old, he's got a rucksack.
Yeah.
He's all, ugh. If he dies now, I feel sad about it. You know? He's learned.
Hat with the little flaps?
Oh, no. Ooh, maybe, because he's Russian.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he's rushing off to find redemption. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I've got here is Johnny Depp's dogs were going to be killed.
Yes.
But we already covered that,
didn't we? Yep, covered it very neatly.
Yeah. I think that's all the news for this week. We should do a thing at the end of each episode where we just quickly check if there's more news. Because I'm pretty sure news is like broken.
Oh, breaking news
show.
At the end.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that happens. Yeah, that happens quite a lot, actually, yeah. Now that I think about it. All right, so we'll do a Twitter check.
Yeah, and then we'll
I'll
know.
Check Twitter, you check comicbookmovie.com.
The best
source,
website.
The best website for news.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Well, look, Mason, it's been a big week for movies, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect 2. Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but apparently it's bloody storming the box office.
Storming. Well, it's knocked Age of Ultron off number one.
Yep.
And so has Mad Max. So Age of Ultron has gone down to number three.
Ooh.
But we're not here to talk about Pitch Perfect 2.
Aw. Meso throws out notes on Pitch Perfect 2. Well, now we've got nothing. I didn't see it. I didn't see the first one.
It's all right.
They're probably good. Yeah. I hear Anna Kendrick's great and stuff, so why not?
Yeah, yeah. But Mad Max.
Wow.
We saw Mad Max Fury Road.
Fury Road.
I've just got an email here to kick things off.
Okay, I'm ready.
What do you think of Pitch Perfect 2? No. Greetings, Nick and James. Have been hearing excellent things about Mad Max from critics. And critics and then brackets critics. Not brackets.
Quote marks.
Quote marks. What's that mean?
I don't know, just people on the internet, I guess. I was wondering, he probably means haters.
Ah, yeah. I was wondering if you also thought that this is one of the best action films this decade, as I've been hearing, and how's it stack up against Road Warrior? Regardless, my ticket has already been bought and I can't wait to see it. One almost last thing. I think it's very hypocritical of you to call Namibia a balls country.
No, did we do that?
I said that, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Because when Mad Max was filmed. When your heads are made of dicks.
Fair call.
From Mari Lee. So, Mason,
yep.
Did you think it was a great Mad Max movie?
Yes.
Did you think it was better than Road Warrior?
Yes.
Do you think it's the best Mad Max movie?
Yes.
Mad Max.
Yes, yeah. All those things.
Me too.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best Mad Max movie also.
Do you think it's the best action movie this year?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Do you think it's the best action movie of the last 5 years?
It could be.
Yeah, it could be, right?
I'd have to think of other movies.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to see it again immediately after this. I'm going with somebody else to see it again.
Like a date? Like a sexy date?
I don't want to say.
A regular date?
Yeah. A bland old date.
You won't be watching much of that then, am I right?
That was really good. I'll push them aside and watch that movie. I loved it a lot. I think it was great too.
Yeah. We saw it together. It was good. Not like a date.
No.
Not a regular date or a sexy date. Yeah, I was going to say. What we normally do, if you've never listened before, we talk non-spoilers.
Uh-huh.
And then we
very briefly, because we don't have a lot to say about that spoiler thing.
It's very difficult to do that. I don't know how people do it.
Ugh.
People do like whole podcasts on things without spoiling it.
Mm.
Anyway. So yeah, non-spoilers, and then we'll definitively say this is spoilers, and then you can leave. Let the episode play out, because that helps us, right?
I don't know.
Probably not. And then...
leave a positive review and subscribe.
Definitely.
Even if you don't listen.
Even if you don't. Yeah, and then we'll do that. So, story-wise, do you want to recap the story?
Okay, so, Max, the Mad Max of the title.
Yes.
He's on a fury road.
The no, very same. True. Well, he is at some point.
Yeah, okay, but initially, we open on Max. He is captured
This is all in the trailers as
well. This is all in the trailer. Yeah. He is captured by the War Boys, who are sort of a band of sort of very pale, shaved head kind of... They're like the soldiers of a cult leader warlord called Immortan Joe, who is Hugh Caseburns from the first Mad Max movie. He's back.
He's bloody back.
He's back as a different character.
Yeah.
And he is brought to their citadel there. And Immortan Joe is sort of, this cult leader, sort of warlord dictator who keeps all these people on this very tight leash. He has a water supply. Like a very abundant water supply that he keeps under very close guard, and he keeps them all kind of downtrodden and miserable.
Yeah.
And then Mad Max is going to be used as like, Mad Max as a universal donor is going to be used as like a blood bag for one of the war boys. Who's called Nux.
Nux,
played by Nicholas Hoult.
Hoult, yeah. Beast.
About a boy.
About a beast.
Yep. And he's kind of in a bad way.
Yeah.
But then Furiosa, played by Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Leaves the Citadel with some cargo that we won't spoil.
Yep.
That Immortan Joe is very keen on getting back.
Mm.
And so he M&Ms. Sends out... Sorry?
M&Ms.
Yeah, it's a big truck of M&Ms. The last truckload of M&Ms left on Earth. They don't melt in the desert sun.
That's right.
They melt in your mouth. And so he sends the War Boys out to retrieve it, and Nux ties... Mad Max to the front of his car as a blood supply.
In Mad Max tradition.
Yep, exactly. You got to tie a bloke to the front of your car. And that's where it begins. Mad Max is sent on a bloody fury road that he doesn't want to be on. And then, boy, madness ensues.
He's very much against it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's mad
almost
about
the whole
it.
Way.
Mm.
Why don't we talk about the cast?
Okay, great.
Without getting into spoilers.
Okay.
Tom Hardy is Mad Max. What did you think?
He's got a terrible accent.
Boy, does he.
But it's good.
What is that accent?
I don't know.
It's not anything.
Absolutely. It's not... It's not British.
No.
It's not Australian, certainly.
It's just a bit like this. Sort of. No, not even. Okay.
Oh, I was going to bring this up in news, but I forgot. Famous men's rights activist website Return of Kings put out an editorial like, you shouldn't see Mad Max because it's a feminist movie.
And we will talk about
having not seen the movie, they're like, don't see it. Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
Now, what's the website called?
I think it's called Return of Kings.
It's not one of the ones I frequent.
No, no.
Yeah. Is it good? Is it a good
I
website?
I doubt it, very much. Anyway, cast. But we'll get to that. Remind me later.
Yeah, we'll get
to that, it's a weird accent. He's good, in it?
He's good. Like, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah. You know what I thought, watching the film?
Mm.
If Mel Gibson hadn't gone crazy and weird and anti-Semitic and sexist and all that, you could have slotted him right back in.
Definitely.
I think it would have been great.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Old Mel Gibson.
I mean, you would have definitely needed some impressive CGI over the stunt work, so you could tell, so you couldn't tell that it wasn't him doing
yeah,
any
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But
no, you're absolutely right. If he didn't fall out of favor,
he could. They could have thrown him back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, definitely.
It would look great. But so it's in that way, it's kind of odd that Mad Max is still quite young looking.
Well, this isn't a reboot. I mean, yeah, sorry, this isn't a sequel.
It's not a sequel.
Well, the way it's kind of explained is George Miller. I did a video on it, sort of. George Miller. None of these have any kind of continuity said, though. It was never supposed to be a trilogy.
Oh, interesting.
And I like what he's like. He's just like, no, they're not really supposed to connect. Like, he doesn't try to force right. them to fit.
They kind of do, though.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, like, they don't, the timeline doesn't add up. We talked about this last week.
Okay, sure.
So a lot of this is just like, these are all kind of legends of this Mad Max character.
Oh,
this,
that's
like,
interesting.
This desert hero.
Okay, yeah.
And this is just one of the things he may
because,
have done.
Because, and this is a spoiler, but it's not really a spoiler.
Sure.
He does have long hair right at the start.
Like Thunderdome.
Like in Thunderdome,
yeah.
He's captured and they cut all his hair off, so he looks more like Mad Max from Mad Max 1.
Yeah,
so
or 2.
In that sense, I thought it was a sequel, but I guess not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your face.
Okay. I think Charlize Theron is great as Furiosa.
Absolutely,
she's fantastic.
Is. Yeah.
It's nice to have Hugh Keysburns. I assume that's his name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's spelled differently or pronounced differently.
Yeah, it's about that, yeah. He's gross, isn't he?
He's gross. He doesn't get as much screen time as I thought he would.
No, he doesn't.
He's
a lot,
not a
does he?
Like, he's got a very terrifying look.
Yeah.
I don't feel he has a very terrifying presence.
Oh, really? So I found just seeing him, because initially when he realizes what's happened and he like storms in, like that's quite terrifying.
Okay, yeah.
But he's not like, he's not a physical match to anybody.
Right, yeah.
So I guess. But he, that's not really his role, though.
No, he has Richter, I think, who is his main...
Yeah, Richter Erectus.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And he had his other son, Quentin.
Oh, Quentin. Quentin, Australia's
Quentin. Quentin, yeah.
Quentin, I can't remember his name.
Me neither.
He's a little fella.
Yeah, little fella. Yeah,
little
sure.
Fella.
Mm. Mm. But he's been around for years, Quentin.
Yeah, totally,
like,
yeah.
He was famous when he was like 5.
Yeah, totally.
Charlize Theron was great. Mm. And a lot of the criticisms, and we'll get to that, have been of her character and how she overshadows Max. But we'll get to that.
I don't think that she does.
I don't think so
that's
either.
That's my initial thought.
Sure.
I think they're a good team.
That's what
I feel
thought.
It's still very much a Mad Max movie for a lot of reasons we'll get into in a little bit. But
Nux, what do you think of Nux?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's some other characters that I guess are kind of spoilers if you don't know. Do you like, I liked a Morton Joe's kind of world that he built, like his civilization, like this kind of metal and fire and gears and
everyone's very
painted
good.
White and he's this kind of false god. Mm-hmm. That everybody kind of worships. And the only reason is because he has the water and he's just built himself up as this, I guess this deity of sorts.
The world building is great in this.
Yeah, it is.
All the sets,
yeah.
All the cars are incredible.
Like slap together cars.
Yeah,
it's like
so
a monster
good.
Truck with like a Buick.
Yeah. And they're all real.
Yeah. Well, like, I got that here. 80% of the stunts and everything is real.
Mm-hmm.
So you got things like Charlize Theron's arm, which is she's got like a kind of a robot, kind of steampunk kind of arm, I guess.
Well, it's basically just a regular prosthetic arm.
Yeah.
Like one of the basic ones, but it's got a claw on the end, like a reinforced kind of.
Yeah. Mm. Like that's CGI, obviously. And there's like a sandstorm in it that's CGI.
They
remove like cables from like a lot of the stunt work and whatever. Uh-huh. But yeah, most of it's real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, and that's very evident.
Oh boy, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Like you really, a lot of the time in car chases, you just kind of get like, you lose interest.
Yes.
And maybe that's CGI. Maybe it's pacing or whatever. I don't know, whatever it is.
But so it's a credit to this. This movie is mostly
car chase. It's just a car chase.
It's essentially in it, 2 hours of car chase. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously you said the stunts were amazing. Were there any standout bits in particular or were you?
What I think is interesting about this movie is that for the majority of it, without spoiling, it's a three-way battle, at least.
Okay, sure, yeah.
In most of these movies, there's the good guys, there's the bad guys.
Yeah.
But in this, there's Max on his own.
Yeah.
There's Furiosa.
Mm.
There's Immortan Joe.
Yeah.
And his war boys.
Yeah.
There's
other
parties that jump in on it. So it's always at least a battle between three parties at all times.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite impressive that they've...
And it's... Yeah, you know who's who and
exactly,
who's everyone, what everyone's agenda is. And I guess everybody has like specific skills as well or a look to their crew or whatever.
I think the first meeting between Furiosa and Max is very impressive.
That's amazing.
That's
I was going to say that.
And Nux is also involved.
Yeah.
You know,
That's an incredible... There's a clip of that actually online. Not the whole thing. But that's such an intense... That's one of the best hand-to-hand fight scenes. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of good hand-to-hand stuff. The Captain America hand-to-hand stuff is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I said, you know, this may be the best action movie of the last 5 years, my first thought was Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
But that's a different animal,
It is.
Again, it's got... It is superhero-y. I don't pitch superhero movies in with action movies.
No,
they've got a lot of action in it, but I think they're a separate animal.
Yeah.
And especially Winter Soldier's more... of a thriller kind of thing. Yeah. It's a spy. It's an espionage thriller kind of thing.
And less cars.
Less cars.
This is probably the best Cars movie of the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I reckon it's got better car stuff than all the Fast and Furious stuff.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That makes
and
sense.
And I like the Fast and Furious stuff. Like, it's really good. And
having only seen the last one.
Yeah.
That was more of like, here's a whole bunch of characters having a good time.
Yeah.
And there's some cars.
These are CGI.
Like, you're on board for the characters. There's some wacky stunts, but they're not, you know.
I liked also, and this is, the Fast and Furious doesn't really do this, nobody feels invincible in this movie.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Like, certain characters live and others die and whatever, but you never feel like, you're fairly certain that, like, Max isn't going to die because he's the main character. But...
That's the thing, though. I don't...
Yeah.
I would get this, like... Because this is, you know, this is the reboot or the sequel or the whatever.
Yeah.
This is a movie that hasn't been seen for 30 years.
Yeah.
I felt the whole time there could be a, you know,
this
could be the last thing for Max. Because
imagine the rise of returnofthking.com or whatever it's called. What's it called, that website?
Return of Kings.
Don't
visit it. It's dumb.
Yeah, no, I liked that sense of like anybody could get hurt. And like if you get a tumor, you die. Like if you lose a limb.
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
Yeah. There's no coming back.
No.
Like, they're not going to meet aliens and they're going to solve all their problems. There's not going to be any time travel where they can go back and fix it. Like, this is the apocalypse and this is the end for everyone.
That's right.
The best they can hope for is kind of like subsistence living and they're not all going to die. Yeah.
And for some people, a spectacular death.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what they're,
they're
kind of going for.
Maybe there'll be some crops at some point in the future, but probably not. It's just going to be a slow... The wheel's going to slowly stop turning.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Also, did you notice how colourful it was for a movie that was just set in the desert?
Yeah.
Like, very vibrant
mm.
and really beautifully shot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that contrast between, like, the orange, you know, the yellow ground and the blue sky or whatever, but I don't know, just the previous Mad Maxes didn't really have that, like, because it was a different time, I guess. Mm. Like, this managed to be gritty and kind of beautiful and colourful at the same time.
Mm, yeah.
Without being too cartoony.
Yeah,
I guess. Even though this is just, it's like a cartoon world, really.
It is kind of a cartoon world. I thought it was a bit reminiscent of Warhammer 40,000.
Okay,
which is set, you know, in this, you know, the year 40,000.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of, it is this crazy steampunk universe kind of thing. And there were elements of that to this. And I thought, it was very cartoony, but I'm like, I see how society could end up like this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if one guy has all the water or whatever. I genuinely thought that, like, seeing the trailers... Well, we talked about this last week. I was like, I'm excited for this. I'm really hoping it's good. But at the same time, I was kind of like, I hope he doesn't George Lucas this. Like, he hasn't done this for 30 years.
Because the trailer came up and was like, from mastermind George Miller. I'm like, they might be overselling this.
Yeah.
They did not oversell
it. No. Yeah. He's clearly been banking these ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's amazing because he's 70.
Yeah.
And I think this was maybe a 6-month shoot or something.
And he's had, there's a couple of co-writers as well. And I think... last week I said I watched the documentary called Not Quite Hollywood, which is about the Australian Oz politician movie. And like you see some interview stuff with him and he's clearly, you know, he's well together and all that sort of stuff. And I think very much like, A, he's got some really good ideas. And I think B, he's got some co-writers and they've worked collaboratively and they all know how to say no to stuff.
Yeah.
I think like, and that's the problem with George Lucas is that nobody ever says no to him.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you look, maybe he learnt those lessons from like Spielberg and Indiana Jones 4 and Lucas with Star Wars. And I know people like Prometheus, but like Ridley Scott with Prometheus. I think Prometheus looks great.
Right.
But that story is nonsense.
Exactly,
So I was genuinely like, I just don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
Because so many times directors return to a franchise and it's just like... Ugh.
You know what, an element that I thought, like... Here's the cornerstone of the movie.
Yeah,
is one of the War Boys' vehicles has a guy on it with like a lot of amplifier stacks, and he plays a guitar that shoots fire.
He's blind as well.
He's blind, and That seems like the kind of thing
yeah.
that an idiot would love. Like if you were like, here's an action movie and it's got a guy and he plays a fire guitar on a chariot made of amplifiers, I'd be like, I'm not seeing that movie because it looks... Because that is just pandering to the absolute lowest common yeah. denominator kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I watched that and I'm like, no, they didn't overuse that.
That totally works. Yeah.
Yeah, it totally works in this universe.
That guy just pretty much plays the guitar.
Yeah. Like the whole- and he provides a little bit of mood music. There's a point, like, not really a spoiler, but there's a point where, like, you know, the chase is happening and it reaches kind of a dead end, like, briefly. And the guitar guy's like, blurm, 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 blurm. Like, he kind of... He kind of slowly grinds to a halt with his guitar solo.
And how does he know? He's blind. He's yeah, really good.
Yeah, I think it worked also. And then, like, they're this war tribe.
Yeah.
And he would have music.
Well, he's got yeah. drums. He's got, like, yeah, yeah. got, like, a truck that's just guys with drums.
Right, yeah. And, you know, again, in the hands of a lesser, you know, director, I'd be like, this is such pandering. It's so dumb yeah. or whatever. But it totally worked.
Totally, yeah. Because yeah. it's this... You believe the world, yeah. like you believe this uh-huh. insane world that is right, created. Right, yeah. One thing that I didn't actually love, and I thought this was just me in the screening we were at,
uh-huh.
aside from Hardy's accent, which again, I don't really care. I think uh-huh. he did really well.
Yeah.
I struggled initially to understand what people were saying. Like people would like, and I don't know whether it was the okay. accent or the background noise. And apparently that's not just me. Like at the start, they'd be like, it's a blade of wood. And like, what is that?
I didn't really have a problem.
What are you saying? No, okay.
I was fine.
Just me then.
I had a problem with American audiences. I think maybe we'll have a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of that...
Well, that's what I thought maybe...
There's pretty broad accents yeah, in there.
Maybe it's because I'm used to watching American TV in American... Yeah. Because I don't watch any Australian television.
Right, right, right. Okay, yeah.
Maybe
that's it, yeah. But I think... Yeah. Yeah, I had a problem. The only one I had a problem with Max is because I couldn't place it.
Yeah.
Like, where is he from? What is this? Because I was prepared for Australian accents and some American accents, but I wasn't prepared for this weird nowhere accent.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. Well, look, as far as spoilers go, do you want to get into it?
Yeah, what have we not? Anything we haven't talked about? Plot's pretty good.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward yeah. plot. We know yeah. what's going on at all times.
It keeps a breakneck pace without you getting sick of it.
That's true, yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, I would have thought... I lost a tiny bit of enthusiasm, I reckon, by about the third act.
Okay.
I'm like, how can they keep this going? But I think they... Because there was so much spectacular stuff at this yeah. quite early on.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are they going to maintain this pace?
It felt long, but it didn't bother me. There's a bit where the movie kind of stops and yep. they change direction literally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, how much is left in this?
Right,
like,
right, yeah.
It's been off ages. Uh-huh. I thought, is this going to end and that the sequel will be that? Right, I genuinely right. thought that. And then uh-huh. it's like another 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't feel it dragged. Like,
no, not at all.
I thought it was a really perfect, the perfect length.
Okay, anything else?
Best or worst?
What else do we talk about in these things? Without
action, fist fights. Fist fights were good. Mention
yeah,
that.
Yep.
Nobody seems invincible. 80% real. Everyone's pretty
That'll
good.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Movie looks great. Fantastic. Looks all right.
Yeah.
Best movie ever.
Oh, no. Best movie ever. I would say, and I said this in my review, if you saw the trailers and you went, that looks something like that could be up my alley.
It is.
Go and see it.
Yeah.
If you're like dumb, don't yeah. say it. You probably won't like
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to find a lot to enjoy in this.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think it's a lot. I think this is, yeah, I think it's pretty smart.
It is currently sitting on 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Correct, yeah.
Which is unheard of.
Yeah. So if you're one of the 1%, then don't see it.
Bloody.
How would you know?
What about the 1% kind of
I say see
allegory?
This because it's not, I don't know, just see it. Give it a bloody good go.
Okay,
this
how about
is
this?
A really good action movie.
It's R, like yeah. it's an R film, right?
Okay, right.
Is it a hard R? Because I wouldn't say it is.
No, because it's MA15+.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay.
It's MA, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Yeah.
No, nothing super brutal happens.
No.
I don't think.
There's a few kind of things. There's a thing towards the end.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that happens, yeah.
That happens. We'll talk
yeah,
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not incredibly yeah. visceral, I mm-hmm. guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Best movie ever, I'm going to say.
I'm going to
say probably is somebody, people email in if you or tweet at me what you think might be one of your favorite action movies of the last 5 years. And I will collate them all, and I will tell you next week why this one's better.
Will you really?
No, I probably won't. But I'll think about it, because I generally can't think of an action movie in the last 5 years that has been better. That's just a pure action movie. Yeah.
At Wikipedia Brown.
Correct. That is the
Hit
one.
Hit him up.
All right. Now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Now, before we get to spoilers, somebody just tweeted, listening to old Weekly Planet Pod, and noticed that Mr. Sunday Movies always pronounces Del Toro's name Guillermo, not Guillermo.
I don't know how to say it.
So he's on the team. He's on the team from earlier of the people whose names you mispronounced.
I can't say it.
He's on the team.
It's not
Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Anyway, let's spoil this movie.
Whenever I try as well, people are like, ha ha ha, you idiot.
Yeah.
The Australian accent does not lend itself to his
pronouncing
name.
Any words at all. You're correct.
I need Tom Hardy's vague nowhere accent. All right, we're going to talk about how mad is he? How mad is Mad Max? Because we established that he's not that mad in the last one.
Last week we did a retrospective of all three previous Mad Max movies.
I really enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, me too. And we did establish that at no point does he really get angry mad.
No.
But I got the sense that they mean mad in the sense of he's a completely insane person in a completely insane universe, which is why he seems to stay so calm.
Yeah.
He's insane mad.
Yeah.
And in this...
He's insane mad, right? He has that weird flashbacks and stuff.
He does, that's to his daughter, I think.
Yeah, but that's... Crazy people have that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Well, then traumatised.
It does save him at one point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he puts his hand up to his forehead.
Oh, to catch an arrow.
And he catches an arrow, by accident.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe that was like the movie Signs, where the message was on purpose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Swing away or whatever.
Mm. I initially thought, I tweaked that it was his daughter.
Yeah.
But initially I thought maybe that was some of the children from...
Oh, from Thunderdome.
From Thunderdome.
Okay, sure. But, I guess that could work, though, also.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Because we don't know what happened to
them,
really.
It all could be one thing. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Well, George McMillan actually said, in his mind, this takes place after Thunderdome. But he's also but at the same time, whatever.
Doesn't really matter, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I think the sequel they're going to do, which we will talk about, got a letter about it, that will be that will adhere to this continuity stricter than what the other ones have done.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I liked about how mad he is?
Yes.
Well, they always say, in these things, who's madder? Is it Mad Max or the world he lives in?
Yep.
It's the world he lives in.
Yeah, it is.
It's
he's very normal. Yeah. He's extraordinarily normal. There's a guy driving around with he's blind and his amplifier stacks and he's got a fire guitar. Come on.
Exactly. But I liked, there's little nods to he's not mad. He's just a survivor, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a wild dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're very careful, you can kind of get close to him and pat him and feed him.
Right.
But he could bite you at any second.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's got that kind of about him. And when he goes to take off he has that fist fight with Charlize Theron.
Yep.
So fist stump fight with Charlize Theron. Which is great, the way, which we talked
about.
And
again, there's that, it's because, we reveal that it's revealed very early on that she's got Immortan Joe's brides in the truck.
Oh, yep.
And, he wants him back. Max just wants a truck so he can get away.
Yeah.
Nux is there and it's this three-way battle.
Yeah.
Furiosa thinks maybe Max wants to take the girls, but he doesn't. He just wants to
get
leave
away
or whatever. Yeah. Nux is there because he wants to.
Nux thinks Max is
on his team.
Yeah. And they are for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because they both have the same agenda.
Right.
Not to die.
Mm.
I love that bit where he fired the gun around her head.
Yeah, that was great.
That was amazing. Uh-huh, I don't know why. I really enjoyed that.
And there was also in that sequence that, it's kind of, that whole thing's a fight over the gun.
Yeah.
And they're fighting and she ejects the magazine out of the gun so he can't use it. And then,
Nux.
It's got one round left in it. And
oh,
then
that's
and
right.
And so they shoot it off against the tanker and then Nux is trying to get the magazine and then he drops it back in and then Max has got the gun and now he's on his own team again.
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
So it was really good. Everybody had their own agenda in that.
Yeah.
And you knew where everybody was going with it.
Yeah.
And you're not, it's really good.
That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how though, when the truck stopped because he took off and she was like, listen, can you get me to safety? We'll give you fuel or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, I'm not interested. And then he's like, I'll get that mask off you. And he's like, fine, get in.
Because
he's just base instincts.
Yeah, totally.
Do you know
what
I mean? He just doesn't want that.
Right.
He got his head. Yeah.
There's more grunting out of him than dialogue in a lot of cases.
But I like the appeal of him as well. He's just moment to moment, day to day.
Yeah,
do you
know
what I mean? Priority number one is getting away and getting this fucking mask off my head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel sorrow for Nux or did you feel any empathy for him?
That's a good question. I guess because that's the world he's been raised in.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about his origins.
There will be a comic, actually. There's a comic.
Oh, then maybe I will.
Yeah. But did you, by the end, you know how he switched allegiances or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find that
believable or unbelievable?
Yeah.
Well, he did it for love, didn't he?
He did it.
And that's
for
all
love.
You bloody got in the desert, isn't it? Bit of love, you know.
Love and guns.
Love, guns, Fury Road, flamethrower guitar. That's all you have in this world.
Three things. Are you doing an X-Men thing?
No, I'm just looking for something. You give me 2 seconds. No, it's all right. We'll come back to it.
All right.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
You know what's up.
Yeah.
Look, can we talk about the Charlize Theron role?
Yes.
What are people upset about?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay. Okay, give me 30 seconds and I'll find a link. Oh, actually, I know where it is. It's in my texts. Okay, so this is the link. Why you should not go see Mad Max Feminist Road. That's what the article is called, right? And he's not, like, I don't think he's seen it. Anyway, blah-bitty blue-bitty. But anyway, people seem to be upset that Charlize Theron is in the trailers a lot, but Tom Hardy is not. Like, he's more, in the trailers, he's more a cameo.
And
it's, yeah, cameo. But it says, Charlize Theron sure talked a lot during the trailers. Well, I don't think I heard one line from Tom Hardy. Right. Even though, again, Mad Max has like
16 lines.
16 lines in Road Warrior. And like, and apparently, like, for the all, basically all the George, all the previous Mad Max movies, George Miller was inspired by like going to the drive-in.
Yeah.
Like, and the speaker doesn't work, so you're watching a movie silently.
Okay, sure.
So you can watch all of the Mad Max movies.
Yeah.
With no audio.
Yeah.
And get what he's saying.
Yeah.
And understand what the plot is.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, hang on, here we go.
You're a bloody feminazi, mate.
Yeah, that's what I am, mate. Okay, here we go. And finally, Charlize Theron's character barked orders to Mad Max. Paragraph break. Nobody barks orders to Mad Max.
But also, okay, look, yeah. I really liked that character and I thought they just worked well together.
Me too, yeah,
that,
exactly.
That's how
again,
I saw it.
Again, this is a guy telling people not to see this based on a trailer.
But also, like, there were
a feminist piece of propaganda posing as a guy flick.
You know what bit I really liked, I enjoyed?
Hollywood has the audacity to remove the namesake of a movie franchise called Mad Freakin' Max and replace it with an impossible female character in an effort to kowtow to feminism. People, these kind of people are always mad about
the
this
first
kind of
movie
thing.
Should have been called Mad Goose, as we
exactly, because Goose is the main character in it. But like, these kind of people are always mad at female characters, like especially female video game characters. Yeah. They're always like, there's no way that woman could be an action hero because she's carrying, no, a woman couldn't carry that much equipment. A man couldn't carry that much equipment. You ever play a video game and your character's got like 10 guns and 900 bullets or whatever, nobody can lift that. It's impossible. And they're always like, statistically speaking, men are stronger than women and a woman couldn't possibly... Has anybody seen Ronda Rousey?
Like, she'd beat me up.
Yeah, she'd kill us both in 1 second. Like, she wouldn't because she seems very nice, but she could. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, statistically speaking, men are strong. Yeah, but she's an exceptional character. She's an exceptional person. And Furiosa, also exceptional.
Exactly.
You're allowed to have exceptional characters in movies. Hang on, there's one more line in this that I mean, it's blah-bitty blue-bitty, but...
Who sent you this?
I think it was on, like, Film Drunk or something like that.
I love Film Drunk.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Here's the thing. Okay. Be nothing more than feminist propaganda while at the same time being insulted and tricked into viewing a piece of American culture ruined and rewritten right in front of their very eyes. Now, last week, we talked about Mad Max, and somebody sent an email in being like, do you mind if Tom Hardy is Mad Max, you know, because he's not Australian, yeah. These are Australian movies. And I was like, no, who cares, because it's a movie and, you know, get whatever actor's best, and who cares. But somebody coming in and saying a piece of Mad Max is a piece of American culture, it's got me back up. He's bloody not. Mad Max is Australian. You know when you go overseas and people find out you're Australian and you become more Australian?
Yeah, you do become more Australian,
and
yeah.
And you're calling people Cobber and whatever?
Bloody oath.
Same thing right here. I don't care if Mad Max is Australian until somebody thinks that he's American. He's not American. Shut up. He's Australian. How do you like that?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah. You know what? One of the bits I thought was a really good moment between Max and Furiosa is when you remember the bullet farmers speeding towards him in a tank with a car strapped to the top.
Yes.
And he's just shooting bullets or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mad Max has three three bullets and a sniper rifle.
Yep.
And he misses on the first two.
Yep.
And then he acknowledges that he's not as good a shot as Furiosa. And he hands her the rifle.
He hands her the rifle and uses his shoulder to steady the shot. And she takes the shot. Yeah.
And that makes sense because he recognizes that in that scenario, he's not better than her. And to suit the situation.
Right, exactly, yeah.
He needs to, like, he's not, he'd be an idiot to take that third shot.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's not an action hero.
No.
He's a guy trying to survive in this desert.
Yeah.
And he knows that if that guy catches up, they're all dead.
Yeah.
So he lets her take the shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, great. That's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
The people of the green or whatever they're called. Do you like that inclusion?
The warrior women.
Yeah. I wish there was more Megan Gale.
Well, there won't be any more.
No, because she's
bloody dead,
squashed.
Mate. Yeah.
But yeah, that also, seeing her in that makes me go, oh, I wish she was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she was like, pretty good.
And look, I'm sure Gal Gadot would be fine, but I thought for the little that she was
Australia's own Megan Gale. Here's the thing, though.
She made a great Megan
About these Wonder warrior women.
Yeah.
Do they have a specific name? I'm not sure.
Probably.
One's
like the keeper of the seas.
Are they bad people?
Yeah, probably.
Because
they were luring him to.
Yeah, exactly. Because they look. I'm not. They seem very nice, and they had the same goals to survive.
Yeah.
But they show up.
Mm.
The good guys, Max and Furiosa and the team, they show up, and they see Megan Gale. She's like, "Oh, help, whatever." And Max is like, "This is definitely a trap."
Yeah.
And then Furiosa goes, "No, this is my people.
Yeah.
It's me." And they're like, "Oh, cool. It's Charlize Theron," and they meet up or whatever. Yeah. But presumably, what happens is travelers go through the desert. They see Megan Gale. They're
naked
like,
supermodel.
Yeah, they're like, I should help her for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
And then the biker women show up and either kill that person or steal all their stuff and leave them to die.
Correct.
So
it's the desert, man.
I guess it's the desert. You're right. That's
what
true.
You do.
Yeah.
It's what you bloody do.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a shame.
Apparently, they all did their own stunts.
All those women?
Yeah, for the most part.
They were like 70 years old.
Yeah, one of them was 78.
Jesus.
And she was apparently like, yeah. Like people, like the stunt people, like, you sure you want to do this? And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. Why wouldn't I?
Well, I got nothing to live for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That was really good. Mm. You know, it was a good bit.
Yep.
When
we're up to our famous segment, you know, was a good bit. Okay, I'm calling it. This is what our new segment, because this is all our reviews basically boiled down to. You know, it was a good bit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
When Morton Joe gets his face torn off.
Oh boy, yeah.
That was amazing.
That was pretty good, yeah.
So she hooked his gas mask or whatever into the wheel of the monster truck.
Yep.
And just tore his face clear.
Correct,
bottom half of his face clear off.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty amazing.
That was amazing, yeah.
I wasn't sure at first, like, did he take his head off or whatever?
But then you don't really see initially.
Then you see his body at the end.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, his tongue, like, hanging out with his nose and jawless face.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I would have actually liked to see what he looked like without his mask, prior to that.
Yeah,
probably just looked like a fat guy, I guess.
Like a fat guy with a... Yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
That was pretty...
He looked like Toe Cutter from the first one.
He did.
Ooh!
Do you think there is any chance that that's the same character? I mean, he went right under that truck.
Yeah.
I think it squashed his head from memory.
His eye certainly bugged out.
Yeah.
Did it squash his head, though?
Fairly certain it squashed his head.
Well, I don't know, because he does have that respirator. He does have all that stuff. Maybe he did live. See, that's the thing. It's one of those It's one of those continuity things. We'll never know.
I would say it's probably not.
It's almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're 99% sure.
But I mean, if you were a guy who got run over by a truck and everybody thought you died and then you didn't, you'd get the name Immortal Joe.
Immortan Joe.
Yeah, but then it would switch over.
You're right.
Surely. So I would, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it is.
What's a bit that you liked?
What's a bit that I liked? I thought all the brides were good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought a lot of people were like, why are they so, you know, because the idea is people are like, why are they so glamorous? Because, you know, people in the desert shouldn't, but they're the brides.
They've been kept
beautiful for a more
like out of the sun.
Okay. So it's Zoe Kravitz. So that's Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Correct.
What do we got here? Oh, Riley Keough. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is one of them.
Yeah, she was from Transformers 3.
Yeah, Riley Keough is Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, what's her name's? Lisa Marie's kid?
Yes. Isn't that fun?
That's cool.
Yeah, they were good.
I think here's a bit that was a good bit. You know, in the bit where Max gives like the little thumbs up to the bride?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a nice little kind of nod, acknowledgement. And then she slipped on the blood and she went under the truck.
Right.
He killed her.
Mad Max.
Yes. Because he put that gash in her leg which caused her to slip on the blood and go under the tree.
That's a good point, yeah. That is a good point. Well, you got to do what you can to survive.
That's how it is, man. Law of the desert.
Also, nobody saw her fall off the truck except him, so he could be like, oh, she lost her footing.
I didn't see her go...
She tripped on a stupid dress. That's what happened there.
I didn't see her go under the wheel, though. Like, no. I thought he might have been lying, but she did, obviously.
Well, I think the idea was it's deliberately ambiguous.
Yeah.
Because we're, you know, that's Max's say-so.
Yeah.
And we don't know if he's telling the truth or not. She definitely fell off the truck, though.
And
so.
Look, regardless, she's probably dead and they shouldn't go back.
Yeah.
And he knows that.
Yeah.
Like,
I also thought it was interesting they didn't go with the trope of the mother died but the child lived.
Oh, yeah, okay, like,
The child, but... Angus Sampson said the child was dead.
He has a name. I think he was called like, what was it? Something like Flesh Mechanic or something like that.
Fine.
It's not that. It's something else. Yeah. Uh-huh. What's another bit?
What's another bit that we liked?
You know what? I liked the bit in the grand old tradition of Mad Max films. He just wandered off at the end.
Yeah, that was weird. You'd think, but like, what is he after ultimately?
I don't know.
Because
he's on an endless journey,
because
pilgrimage.
Surely you would want, in that world, you would want some sort of safety and stability.
Yeah.
So you've just brought back the new leader of this citadel.
Yeah.
You've found a way to give water to all these people.
You've survived a Fury Road.
You survived the bloody Fury Road.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd want to just live there, right?
Or you'd be like, give me a car, give me some water.
He probably stole a car on the way out.
Yeah,
he probably
did, yeah. You're right. I like seeing his car briefly in it.
Yeah.
And then it shows up again.
And he's like, that's my car.
That's my bloody car.
In my car. What is his? That was probably his best Australian. That one line is probably his best Australian accent in that.
Yeah.
Which again is not saying a lot.
Nah, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other good bits. There's lots of good
bits. It's
just
good
an endless.
Bits.
It feels like an endless stream of good bits.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I kind of. Did you like how they made the decision? We'll just go back.
Yeah, it did feel. Well, it did. It did feel like, well, this is. We're either going to die in the... Like, it felt like that was everybody's last chance.
Yeah.
It's either we're going to drive out into the desert and die in the desert.
Yeah.
Or we're going to go back and maybe we'll die at the hands of, you know, the war boys or whatever. This is our last chance. So,
yeah. Absolutely right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't think I've got anything else to say.
There's enough story material for two more scripts.
Yes.
And
so I've
Tom
heard.
Hardy's signed on for four more films, maybe?
Or three more films, something like that. I think maybe he signed three in total.
Okay, right, cool.
Whatever, doesn't matter. I'm glad. Mm. I'm good. There's a lot of kind of, I've done an Easter egg video, but there's a lot of like references to the other Mad Max movies. Like there's little things. On the car that he's tied to, there's the pilot, looks like Bruce Spencer's skull.
Oh,
like,
sure.
He's got like goggles.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a whole bunch of little stuff. Apparently, Band Incorporated, who talked, did I talk about him last week? I don't know. Either way. He said that you could see Max's leg brace.
Yeah, he's still wearing the brace.
Yeah, I didn't notice that at all.
No, a lot of the time when he's getting on and off the truck,
on
and off the trucks on the Fury Roads, you're like, there's his leg brace.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, I didn't notice that.
I mean, I think, you know, it's obviously been a lot of years, presumably, but he's still, I guess he's, like the leg still isn't broken, but I guess he's just got it on there for sake of, I don't want this to break again.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd wear it. He's still wearing the old jacket from...
Yeah, he's got the one sleeve and whatever.
The one sleeve, yeah. Uh-huh.
I liked the poles that he was swinging back and forth on.
Oh, that was really cool.
That was a great bit.
Yeah, it was a great bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Seems super dangerous. Mm. But so much of that where you see Tom Hardy like swing past and then in the background, doesn't seem that far away, a truck barrel rolls and explodes.
Yes.
Like, that's amazing.
They all looked very good. There is... Right at the end, I felt there was a shot that was a little bit too
CG. Guitar?
Yes, with the guitar, right. Exactly.
Yep.
Where the truck, Nux flips his truck, everything else smashes under it, and that all the debris and whatever is flying out.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit CGI-ish.
And look, a lot of that was probably practical, but that guitar didn't seem...
No, that kind of threw out the whole thing. And I get,
doesn't matter.
But everything else looked incredibly real and dangerous, which I think was great.
Yeah, that's the best. But also, George Miller was saying stuff like, the good thing about this is now you can do more dangerous stuff, but it's safer. Like you can, because you can put harnesses on somebody and fling them from car to car, and then you just digitally remove the harnesses.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it looks, you know, it's less dangerous, but it looks more.
It still looks real because you were actually physically
actually
throwing
it. Exactly.
A man, but at the same time, you're not just throwing somebody with no safety work at all, which
exactly.
they did back in the day,
And he was saying even stuff like, you've got the luxury of, he used to do this when he was a kid, you'd go and see whatever movie, and you could count how many takes it took to do a particular car stunt because you'd see the tire tracks.
Oh, exactly.
But
yeah.
Now he goes, you can just CGI the sand flat.
Right.
So stuff like that, like, it's pretty amazing. Like, this felt to me, and again, I said this in my review, it feels like a culmination of we're getting back to more practical effects.
Yes.
Like, this feels like this is how you do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the perfect mix of CGI and practical stuff.
Right.
Everything should be like this.
Uh-huh.
There should be more practical dinosaurs in Jurassic World.
Absolutely.
Like, puppetsy stuff, I mean.
Oh.
Like, genuine. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's too late now.
Yeah,
it's done right? Surely. Yeah.
Look, I still think, I'm hoping that'll still be good.
Mm.
Anything else?
That's about it. I enjoyed the fact that the War Boys chromed.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I love that. Well, if we've got nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Ever.
We're done.
I know. Mm-hmm. Let's retire Mad Max style.
Yeah.
Wander off into nothing. I've got the return of a...
What did you think of the music?
Yeah, it was good. Intense, I guess.
I didn't really... Again, I think it's... And it's a shame.
It is another slap in the face.
It is another slap in the face to Tom Holkenberg, who created the music. That's... Yeah. He used to record as Junkie XL. I don't know if he still does.
Don't know who that is.
Oh, he did. Do you remember that Elvis, A Little Less Conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that became big?
Yeah, I remember.
There was a remix. That was him.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he did the music for this. But again, another slap in the face because the music must have been good because I didn't notice it. That's the strongest praise I can ever give to the music in a movie.
Yep.
It didn't distract me because it was awful.
But you noticed the guitar, man.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Boy, did I.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, mate. So, well, I'm going to return of a fan favorite segment, which would have been much requested.
By me?
You specifically.
Yes, I requested
but
it.
Also a lot of other people.
I know what's coming here.
Yep. Hate mail, yep. But the hate has an eight in it.
Great.
So basically this, I've been storing up my hate mail.
Yep, good.
So I could, because if you're going to do it
let
properly.
Let it all out in one burst.
Exactly.
Of
like I don't want to do one a week or whatever.
No, exactly.
I thought we'd do it this week because.
Why the hell not?
The first one is Mad Max related.
Oh, great.
And so I thought, what a great segue.
Yep.
This is from Christopher Hovde. H-O-V-D-E. Hovde?
Sure.
Anyway, this is on my Mad Max Fury Road review. Can you say biased out loud three times fast? This shit is feminist propaganda.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
This one's on my Suicide Squad Worst Joker Ever video, where I just said, it's fine, don't worry about it.
Sure.
They'll change it. It'll be fine. Zach Austin says, whoever made this, shut up about the Joker. He is the best.
It's a good point.
No. <Yep. laughs> There's no punctuation in that.
Yep, good, okay. Good. Why would there be?
This is actually from the AV Club. When I got the video on the AV Club. Well, I didn't get it.
I think I actually maybe, no, I know exactly which one you're talking about because I took a screenshot of it and I was going to bring it up. But go
do you want to do it? Or?
I can't remember where I put it, so.
Okay, this is from Adon. Good Lord, do people make a habit out of listening to this guy's voice? My first listen lasted fewer than 2 seconds and YouTube counted.
Very good. Yep, that is precisely the one. That is my favorite.
This is
on my, give it more than 2 seconds, all right?
This is on my Suicide Squad video. Three reasons why it'll be awesome. Tal Bona says, you talk too much.
That is true, you do. Yeah. Especially on some sort of audio medium where you're required to talk and the entire point of what you're doing is talking. You definitely talk too much.
This one's actually, it related to a video that you were in, but I don't think it's directed to you. There is one that is directed to you.
Oh, good,
actually.
I'm ready.
Yeah, but we'll get to that. This is from Chuckles.
hey, Chuckles.
420 Ication.
Oh, yeah.
This is on the... Remember we talked about the best and worst Batman suits?
Yes.
And one of us said, I think it was me, that I don't like the Tim Burton Batman suit because it's all smudgy and weird.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Anyway, he says...
And it's like a fruit roll-up.
It's like a fruit roll-up, yeah. Have you ever thought that maybe this is just your own opinion and not everybody else's? Yes.
Yeah.
I do think that.
What's also interesting is that in a lot of your videos, you do say, by the way, this is only my own opinion. Like, you make that very clear.
I like all the bat suits, but the one you pissed me off about is the 1989 Batman movie suit. It was their first try at making a bat suit, so have respect. And then next comment underneath, but then again, you're British. Also, it's the wrong you're.
Great. So. No, fantastic. Combine all the greatest things there.
This is the one that's directed to you because you said you don't like the Reeves, Superman movies. But Grant Little says, don't slag off Reeve films. Superman 2 with Zod was a classic, and in Man of Steel, Russell Crowe was a kick-ass scientist. before he got stabbed.
That is definitely relayed some of the plot of Man of Steel, and I enjoy it. Very good.
This is on my six things you missed from Batman v Superman trailer. I hate Neil deGrasse, atheist asshole. And then another comment underneath. This is clearly after they've watched the video.
Hang on, what was the video? Which one was it?
Batman v Superman.
Why?
Dawn of Justice. He's in it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is in it.
Yeah, he does like he's one of the voiceovers at the start.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Right.
So he hates him because he's an atheist asshole. Then he says, he's clearly watched the video because then he says, actually, I hate the tool that made this dumb video. Spewing the obvious details with a super annoying narrative. ... KY!
Kill yourself.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. I didn't know what that was.
Definitely kill yourself. I had to. Yeah, good. I don't know that for sure, but I would assume that would be my assumption that he's telling you to kill yourself.
This is my Star Wars Force Awakens Things You Missed teaser trailer 2.
Uh-huh.
Boring Australians. Boring ... Australians.
Yes. Yeah. So,
you're not even in that. There's only one of us.
He just means generally.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he wouldn't enjoy Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay, no, he wouldn't.
He's in that 1%. He's one of those fat cats in the 1%, mate.
So these are on two different videos, but they have a similar kind of theme, so I'll end with this.
Fantastic.
There's more than eight. Normally, hate mail traditionally is supposed to have eight, though it's never had eight.
No, let's break the rules this one time and every time.
Yeah. So this is on my Five Ways Batman Can Beat Superman video. This is from Nazmus. Dude, please include subtitles from now on. I'm having a hard time understanding you, which is fair, but I'm not going to do that.
No, absolutely. Why would you?
And this is on my Interstellar.
Also, I think YouTube does it automatically now.
I think it does, yeah. Though it doesn't read my voice well, at all.
Of course not. You've got a bad sounding voice.
I do. And this one is on my Interstellar Explained video. This is from Kaiser Soze. Please put subtitles in American. I can't understand what you are saying. And be quick about it, or I will give you thumbs down.
Ooh, watch out. And that's another episode of Hate Mail, but with an eight.
I can't go back. Do I re-upload it? What does he want me to do?
I don't know.
It's pretty good.
He's just on the internet and everybody on the internet's unhappy.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Be better on the internet.
Be better on the internet. Well, so Hate Mail, but the hate has an eight in it, will return.
Oh, yes.
I'll bank him.
Oh, good.
And then we'll see how we go.
Yeah. No fake hate mails, we can tell.
We can tell, that's right.
Have genuine hate or don't bother. Exactly. Go hard or go home, all right?
All right. You know what it's time for then?
What's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? What you reading?
Well, now that you mention it, I'm probably going to track down that Nux prequel comic.
I don't think it's out yet.
Well, I'm going to track it down.
Then you'll know.
And then I'll bloody know what his backstory is.
I have a similar What We Read In.
Okay. Also, last week I watched Not Quite Hollywood. It was really good.
Cool. Should I check it out?
Check it out. It's fun. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to watch. There's actually a 1970s, Bruce Lee style a kung fu movie, an Australian one called The Man from Hong Kong, which I'm going to watch. I don't know if it's any good.
I bet it's not.
I think I'm going to skim it, but I'm going to track that down as well.
Awesome. Well, actually, you saw that on Netflix. Yeah, there's been a lot of Downton Abbey playing in my house recently.
Yeah.
Not from me, from a certain person who lives with me playing it.
Right.
A woman.
I see.
You know what's up.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm just, carrying on the traditional hate of females, which has been an
undertone of this podcast. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I've been watching a lot of that, I guess, because it's been on.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of that show is just a stable hand can't serve at the dinner table, or do you know what I mean? A scullery maid can't ride a horse. it's just all that.
Do we learn eventually that a scullery maid can ride a horse?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And it's a lot of if you're a butler and you've got a very specific job, you can't do another very specific butlering job.
Right,
do you know
of course,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, actually, you know what? Something I've been listening to recently, a podcast friend of mine, Michael Williams, friend of the show, comedian, he listens to our show.
He better.
Yeah, he does. He has a podcast called Pop Quiz Hotshot.
Oh, good
and
name.
And he gets it's very good, right?
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of guest comedians and stuff that. And his wife is on there as well. She's a contestant a lot of the time. And they they do pop quiz kind of a competition to see who's the best at pop quizzes. And there's a lot of fun. It's very funny and
Have you been on it?
No.
Are you going to be on it?
Potentially.
All right.
Yeah. I'm very old. I'm tired. Get tired easily. I don't know if I go on other shows. But it's really good and you should check that out.
I will check it out. Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did actually, there's a Mad Max Fury Road inspired artist's book. It's 65 different artists interpret, comic book artists interpret the world of Fury Road. So I downloaded that to have a look at it.
Okay.
It's like $17. That's quite steep.
Yeah, yeah.
For a digital copy.
Uh-huh.
But it was, you know, there's some good art in there. Yeah.
Can I skim it later?
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Definitely. But also, I did watch Ex Machina.
Oh, finally.
Now, let's just say that I definitely watched it legally.
Uh-huh. How?
Let's leave it
there. Very specifically, tell me how you did that, considering it's probably not out in Australia yet for
I
some reason.
I found a cinema that it was playing in near my house, and I went there.
Could I go to that now? It sounds really
intriguing. I think it was only once.
Just the once.
Yeah. Huh.
But if I went to that cinema you're talking about and asked them about it, they'd be able to tell me about that one session they
did. I think they fired everybody afterwards.
They fired everybody there. That's interesting.
Because the scullery maid was riding a horse or something.
So if I went on maybe Twitter, I could probably find other people who'd watch it.
Look, it was a very private screening. There was only me and maybe one other person there.
Who was the other person?
I can't say, mate. It's not important.
Okay, fine. Fine. But anyway, you watched it totally legally.
I really liked it. It's really messed up.
Fantastic.
I've been looking forward to that movie for like a year, and I complained last week that I couldn't see it anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I have seen it.
Fantastic.
And I really liked it.
Right.
So maybe we'll do an episode on like AI movies and stuff point. I'd love to talk about it.
Chappie again. We'll just edit in the entire episode where we talked about Chappie.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's from Courtney Heck though. She sent in a What We Reading this week.
Fantastic.
I try to include a What We Reading. If we get a What We Reading, I'll include it. You remember Courtney?
Yeah.
This week I finished reading the book Abels by Jeremy Scott. If you recognize the name, this is because Jeremy is the
from the Adidas. The Adidas guy?
No, he's
never mind.
Co-founder of the voice of YouTube Cinema Sins.
Is he also the Adidas guy?
I think he is. Yeah, okay, he's very great. Rich. Yeah. I was also excited when I heard the book and pre-ordered it so I get it as soon as possible. The book is about a group of super-powered children. However, each has a disability that they have to overcome. I love the book and I would highly recommend it. It has a really interesting superhero story and it is great for people like me who prefer novels over comics.
Very good.
Nerd.
Superhero stories in novel form have never really grabbed me as much.
Because there's no pictures.
There's no pictures. There's no pretty pictures.
Yeah.
But there's still some pretty good ones out there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm on board. I'm going to check this out.
Cool. All right. Do you love Cinema Sins?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I don't know what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Time for letters.
Letters.
And then we'll letters. Go. I love you. Some letters.
Yep.
They're only a day away.
They're right now.
They are. Mm. All right, guys. Just saw Mad Max Fury Road and Bloom and loved it. Very good. Especially how Mad Max was actually pretty unhinged in this one. Do you agree? Just asking you. That's me asking.
Yeah. He still didn't strike me as that mad.
Mm.
He got mad when Nux took his jacket.
Yeah, give him his jacket back.
And his car.
And his bloody car.
But other than that, he wasn't super mad most of the time. He's mostly just stoic.
Anyways,
again is very true to the character.
They're true.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you guys want to see in the sequel? Apparently the title is going to be Mad Max Furiosa.
Yep.
What's that about?
Yeah.
All caps. That's just putting another character's name on the bloody subtitle. That'd be like making a movie called Superman, Batman.
Yeah, sure would.
By the way, can I be the official biker mouse from Mars of the podcast?
Yes.
Keep up the good work, you dickheads, JD. Originally, Mad Max Furiosa and Fury Road were going to film at the same time.
Interesting.
And I'd imagine what happened was, because the budget blew out on this.
Right.
It's like $150 million or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they probably thought, well, it's been 30 years since a Mad Max movie. And
maybe this will tank.
Yeah, Lucas it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So I'd imagine that's why they didn't. But also, generally, when they film things back to back, not great.
No.
Generally.
Matrix sequels.
Pirates 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Mm. Other things.
Yeah.
Can't think of any others.
No.
Lord of the Rings were good.
Yeah.
And The Hobbit, not as much.
Mm.
Yeah, so what do you want to see in it? If it's called Furiosa,
probably an origin story.
Could be.
But it's... That is a good question. If it's an origin story, I think it couldn't be 100% origin. I think it'd have to be...
Back and forth.
I think it'd have to be sequel to this one,
yeah,
plus origin stuff.
Mm.
Because otherwise people would complain there's not enough Mad Max in it. Although it might be interesting to see, like, to set the prequel, maybe Mad Max is on an adventure.
Yep.
And Furiosa is on an adventure having an origin kind of thing.
Yep.
And then it sort of dovetails into Fury Road.
Okay, sure.
I think that would work.
All right, sure.
I would say, because, you know, again, we don't know if indeed Fury Road was a sequel to Thunderdome.
Yeah.
We don't know how many years it was in between.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a whole bunch of years.
How'd she lose that arm?
How'd she lose the arm, exactly.
But also, do you lose the element of something when you explain everything that happens?
You probably do. Yeah. Okay. Just make it a sequel then.
Make it a sequel.
Yeah.
But then again, like, would that mean that she's running the town?
Yeah, that would be. So the next one's just going to be logistics.
Maybe she's gone like Tina Turner mad.
Yeah, maybe.
From Thunderdome.
Yeah, Mad Max has to stop her.
Yeah. Mm. He wouldn't really, though. He'd probably just keep going.
Probably just drive.
He feels like he only stops something if it's in his direct path.
Yeah,
and it's stopping
so.
Him
yeah.
from wandering in the desert.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he'll...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that'll be... I'm really looking forward
to it. I
don't
know. It's weird for a sequel because you don't want the world to become too ordered. You don't want the people to get complacent in this world. You still want this world to be doomed, I think. Because if they're like, oh, now we've got agriculture and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, pfft. Guess.
Yeah.
You want if anything, they're gonna have agriculture for the first 10 minutes and then a new team of villain shows up.
Anti-agriculture
people.
Yeah,
just burns everything in the ground. Yeah, that's what you want.
I'm all for that. Well, there's all sorts of towns near it. We didn't see, you know, there's that town that makes petrol or whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't really see that or what's that's going true, on there. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the rival.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Got another letter here. Hey, Nick and James, my name is Nanya Business.
Oh, very,
very good.
Good.
And recently,
when you think about it, at some point Mad Max is gonna have to get to the coast, right?
I guess.
I mean, where did he start? Ballarat, right?
Yeah, he started Ballarat. So what direction? You just go south, yeah. It's probably about 2.5 hours to the coast.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Should have made
probably
it there
less.
By now.
Yeah, probably less, actually. Uh-huh. He looks like he's just going north. He's just going more into the centre.
Up through the bloody red centre, mate.
Yeah. Stay out of that. There's
bad,
nothing
bad
there,
idea.
Mate. There's nothing
Although,
there.
When you think about it, if... Australia was destroyed in a nuclear apocalypse, they would probably leave Central Australia alone because there's nothing there.
Yeah, I guess so.
So if you go there, it's probably the best now.
Probably got
all sorts of stuff.
Palm trees.
Yeah.
No, there's literally nothing in there. It's mining towns. And
anyway, sorry, back
whatever.
To Nanya Business.
Business. Anyway, the Thor...
Nanya Business Joe.
Yes.
Everyone gets a
the
name.
The Thor reveal has been made who the female Thor is.
Oh.
So if you don't want to know who this is, just maybe tune out for a few minutes. Do you want to know?
Yeah, kind of. Is it an original character or is it a...
No, it's new. Oh, no, original... No, existing.
Okay.
Jane Foster.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's revealed that...
it's a Red Hulk reveal.
Yes.
She changes, she loses a big mustache and she turns into female Thor.
As everyone knows, Jane is the love interest of Thor in the MCU and in the comics. What do you guys think of Jane being worthy of the hammer? By the way, you guys are super cool. Keep up the good work. And can I be the official sidekick of Nick Mason?
No, you're super cool. You're all right. Yeah, sure you can. I don't know. I kind of... I haven't been invested in the story at all because I haven't read it.
So I read like the first three.
Doesn't really matter. Yeah. I guess, you know, she's been through some stuff with Thor.
Well, the current thing with Jane Foster is she has cancer.
Oh.
And every time she thaws up, it's like it's killing her.
Every
basically.
Time she thaws out.
Thaws out, yeah.
Yeah.
But the question here is, what do you think about her being worthy? I'd imagine because she's doing it and it's killing her, that makes her worthy.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't read it, so I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that
yeah.
issue.
Yeah, you're probably right. I guess like the idea of being worthy is you have to be like a worthy warrior and all that sort of stuff. So I guess if you've been through enough stuff with Thor, you probably are worthy.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? If you've saved the universe a couple of times, et cetera, et cetera, you probably are. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, again, being completely uninvested in this storyline, I kind of wanted it to be an original character.
Okay, sure.
But
There you are, Mason.
Yeah, makes...
Would you like to see, what's her name? Take over in the movies?
Well, yeah, what's it
Natalie
place?
Portman.
Natalie Portman, no.
Not even for a second?
Oh, yeah, for a second, sure.
One
yeah.
second.
Yeah, for 1 second. Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe.
Might go that way,
yeah,
eventually.
Totally. Yeah.
It's from Malie, who's written in before with all sorts of scoops.
Oh, yeah. Old Scoopy Malie. Old Scoops Malie.
Did you guys see, and what do you think of the Crossbones costume? Did you see that?
I saw it very briefly. It looks pretty good.
I liked it a lot.
Solid,
yeah.
And it makes sense he's wearing a mask.
Because
Crossbones
sense.
Does, and also he got his face burned off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty solid.
I'm all for it.
Mm.
Are you against it?
And it looks kind of, you know, it looks shieldy as well.
Do you hear that banging?
Yeah.
What the hell is that? Stop it, whoever you are! They just keep going.
It's getting tense.
Should I probably go check that out?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, I'll be back. Okay. Talk to the listeners.
I won't. I'm going to be in total silence.
I'm going to take a weapon.
Yeah, good,
do you
good thing.
Take one of your shoes?
Yeah, no, take one of my shoes, sure. Take the vacuum. They stopped. Oh, wait, no, they're continuing.
You know what it is?
What is it?
There's some fucking hipster.
He's dressed.
Oh, here we go.
He's dressed in like little shorts and flannel, and he's got a beard and Ray-Bans and a backwards hat. Yes. And he's got a he's got a bloody lacrosse stick, and he's throwing a ball up against the side of my where we live. Well, not us.
You told him to stop. What are you going to do?
Let's let it go, man. All right.
So insanity, man.
Anyway, press on.
Wait, does he live around here?
I've never seen him before. Huh. Anyway, if you know who that guy is.
Is that coming through on the headphones?
Probably is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's knock this out real quick.
Okay. So what do you think, Crossbone costumes? Fine?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Solid. Again, looks, you know, as a former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, it makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
it looks real good. Yeah. Last letter here.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dean from Ireland. I love your podcast, and I was looking to see your opinion on something. Since two of you make fun of movies a lot, it's true. I was wondering what you
Patrick Ireland.
I was wondering what you two thought of the upcoming film Big Game, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Do you know what that is?
Nope, not at all.
It's the one where he's the president and he crashes in Russia or something, in the jungle or the forest, and then a Russian boy saves him or something.
Huh.
And they team up. It's Samuel L. Jackson and a Russian boy with a bow and arrow.
In the jungle.
It's the forest.
The forest. The yeah. Russian forest.
What do you think?
Look, I'm open to it. No, I'm re-looking at this Crossbones costume. Okay. It's pretty good. He's got these solid punching arms.
Yeah.
Real solid punching gauntlets.
He does, doesn't pretty he? Good. Well, he'd need it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, exactly, if you're fighting Captain America.
Can I show you, just very quickly, a clip from the latest Entourage movie?
Yes.
This is a classic example of Vinny Chase getting exactly what he wants.
Okay,
everything
sure.
working out.
Uh-huh.
So this is what we could expect from...
So this is the new movie.
From the new Entourage movie.
Where he gets to do the movie.
All right, here we go. So he's about to show a premiere of his new movie.
I said I'm going to show you the movie with this crowd. I've never seen you nervous. Just tell me, does it suck?
No, it doesn't suck.
I mean,
suck.
You might have been nervous. I can't tell because you're not very good at emoting. That guy.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Good news and bad news.
Oh.
The bad news is the projector broke.
No!
Can't do the movie.
Ready, no. Can't do the movie.
Good news is, look who just showed up.
It's Pharrell.
We're doing it. So basically, if you couldn't hear,
The worst.
They couldn't show Vinny Chase's movie, but luckily Pharrell was there.
Yep.
And Pharrell's going to do a free concert.
Yeah.
And everything worked out.
Everything worked out so good. Vinny Chase and the Entourage.
We're doing an Entourage episode, aren't we?
I guess.
Yeah.
Off of the movie. Yes. Will it help at all that I've not really seen any episodes?
Absolutely.
I've seen that one episode, yeah. If you recall.
Yeah, but yeah. you got free motorbikes.
Yeah, they all got free motorbikes and they went to a kid's party and he was the coolest kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Where can people find us?
They
that
can
dude
find
is
us.
Still throwing that fucking ball against
let's
the
Let's get
side.
Him. Let's get him after this. They can find us at Weekly Planet Pod,
yep.
At Gmail and on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm
correct.
At Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If people want to support the show, they can go to weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Correct.
They can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies, or they can buy a t-shirt. We've had some nice people send us photos
t-shirts. What was that one? We didn't get one today.
Yeah, we did get one today. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. Unless I'm driven insane by this lacrosse guy. M. Night McMillan. I don't think that's his real name. Callum McMillan is his real name.
All right.
On Twitter. He's got a Grab Dad Gem one. The old Meso t-shirt.
You got the better catchphrase.
Yeah, I did. That's
I got
true.
Shooting up your butthole.
Yeah, I know.
No one's going to buy that.
And I also said that one, so I don't know.
That makes no sense.
But get your own bloody catchphrase, mate. All right, next week we're going to test out some catchphrases for you.
All right, fine.
Yeah,
good.
You're going to come up with some and we'll give them a burl and see what happens.
Okay.
Anyway, all that stuff.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, email us. Do we say all that?
So those t-shirts are at Redbubble.
Yeah, Redbubble.
Just look up Weekly Planet.
Yep, and they'll all be there. Mm. All right, next week. Oh, I want to do Tomorrowland, but it's not out here next week, so we're going to have to push it back a week.
Okay.
And then I think we're going to do San Andreas, which is The Rock fights an earthquake, and we'll do Tomorrowland in the same week.
Love it.
So next week, maybe we'll do a Flash Arrow thing recap, you said.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll recap whatever we can stand.
Yes.
So whatever we can, we'll recap to whatever we can finish without our eyes bleeding.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, grab that gem, friends. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.